Welcome, welcome. I'm Tim Rocky. This is the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. You are tuned in to hear all of the sports numbers, news, and nonsense that I can give you in these next 30 minutes. So, without further ado, we've got a great show for you today. I wouldn't have it any other way. Going to cover some women's sports news. That covers all different sports. We got soccer, we got hockey, we got basketball coming in. We're going to talk about the 1A, 2A high school tournament that happened last weekend, the upcoming 3A, 4A high school tournaments. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some College March Madness because that's happening. We got to talk some World Baseball Classic because I am me and I do love me some baseball. And then the Free Ride World Tour, which is in the state. Oh, we've got so much for you on this show. So keep it tuned right here. We're rocking Chuck Berry tunes all day. Rest in peace to Chuck Berry. We're going to be talking about him a little later. And Beyonce beats, because I was just feeling like, you know what? My show needs a lot of things. And one of those things is a show with only Beyonce beats. So that is what I give you today. All right, so I'm going to quit stalling talking about how much I enjoy doing my radio show and start doing it. The United States women's hockey team is not practicing right now for the upcoming IIHF tournament. They were supposed to start that on the 16th of March, but over kind of contract disputes, how they've been treated. Of course, they don't bring in as much money as the men's team, but they're saying that the $60,000 salary that they get only if they win a gold medal is not enough, and they'd like to dispute their contract and how they represent exactly the United States by playing hockey. Now, in a counter statement, the U.S. Olympic Committee said they get an $85,000 salary no matter what. They get room, they get board, they get food, they get travel, they get all sorts of amenities. They should not be complaining, but the women hold the power in this situation and are choosing not to play. So Zoe Hickel of Anchorage is one of those on strike, and they will continue to do so until they decide that they're satisfied with the treatment from the U.S. Olympic Committee. Tori Hickel, Zoe's sister, younger sister, who played at Service High School and then at Northeastern College, is not playing there for the United States national team because she just won herself a championship. Yes, if you win a championship in the SDHL, the highest of the European Women's Hockey Leagues, they give you a gold helmet. She was playing as a rookie for, I'm going to butcher this name, Djurgården in Sweden, and helped them to win the SDHL championship by gaining the MVP, game MVP title in the last game of the championship series. Congratulations to Tori Hickel going out there representing for the state of Alaska. It was not only impressive that she won, because winning is what you try to do when you play sports, but she also came back from tearing her MCL earlier this year, so she went ahead and was quite impressive. The Muirfield Golf Club is finally allowing women to play after almost 100 years of not allowing any women members. Pressure from the PGA Tour wanting the British Open to be possible at Muirfield, but said that's not going to be happening if you're not going to be allowing women there. So after a vote last year, they held another vote this year. 20% voted against it, but they will be allowing women members at Muirfield. And Rory McIlroy is none too happy about it. He says even if the British Open is held at Muirfield, he will not like it. All right, we're going to give you some of the jazz and the blues now that we've given you the sports and the news. Here is Mr. Chuck Berry. Enjoy. Woo-hoo.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review.
Alright, so there we heard, that was Roll Over Beethoven, we heard Blues for Hawaii, and then Maybelline. Those were all Chuck Berry tracks. I had a great time hanging out in the studio listening to the music that wonderful man left us, and the impression and legacy that he left us being really the father of rock and roll. We will get more into that later, but we've got more sports because I didn't get everything I was supposed to get out in the first segment. So, the precedent for the United States women's hockey team going under strike was kind of set by the United States women's soccer team, who fired their union executive director, and they threatened to strike for the only international tournament they were scheduled to play this year, which was in the United States. They did not end up striking, and they hired a new union executive director, but among the things that they are unhappy about are not only the unequal pay between men's and women's teams, but also that they play on field turf, which has certain, call it problems with field turf. Some people say it causes cancer, some people just say it causes rug burn, but depends on who you're listening to on that. So that was sort of the precedent that the United States women's hockey team took one further. Ruthie Hebbard, we're going to go right into college basketball. Ruthie Hebbard of Fairbanks had herself a game playing for the Oregon Ducks. She scored not one, not two, but 20 points, going 9 of 14 from the field and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. She also pulled down a game-high 15 rebounds in a win against Duke. I don't know if you know much about basketball and names that go along with college teams that are good, but Duke is one of them. So congratulations to Oregon. Way to go, Ruthie Hebbard. Showing out for the state. The UConn women. So they have won, like, what, 109 games in a row or something ridiculous, and they're out there doing UConn women things. They won their opening round game by more than 60 points. That is important because that is their sixth such tournament victory by 60 points or more. No other team has more than two of those games. It's quite a lot of games. That's a little bit ridiculous. So on the men's side, we've been watching great games all weekend, all week. This tournament is getting so good, and I just love watching end-of-season basketball, end-of-season anything, because when you heighten the circumstances for which you're playing, the play just gets that much better, especially at the college level. You don't have professional guys. You have guys going there, going to school, but doing what they love to do. So on Thursday at 6, Xavier will play Arizona. Xavier, the 11th seed out of the Big East, very well could have won the Big East if it wasn't for injuries this year. And Arizona, the favorite by many, the number one seed out of the Pac-12, has a very good chance to continue on with the hot guard play they've got. But Xavier's just gritty. They're just gritty. They play in the Big East. Some people say the Pac-12 is down. You don't know what's going to happen there. Purdue plays Kansas. We've only got 16 teams left. It's Sweet 16 matchups on Thursday. Number four, Purdue plays number one, Kansas. Number four, West Virginia playing number one, Gonzaga. Number seven, Michigan. And number three, Oregon will be playing. Michigan has been a surprising team this year, and Oregon just barely got by Rhode Island of all teams. So, got to watch out for those 11 seeds. Yeah, the 11 seeds. You got to watch out for them. So, in National Basketball Association basketball, on Sunday, the big three that plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that is LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love, scored 101 points among the three of them. That is a record among those three out of the 125 points that they would score. That's quite a bit. So Kyrie had 46, LeBron had 34, and K Love had 21. The most triple-doubles in a season over the last 2 years. Let's hear the top two seasons. That is number one, Russell Westbrook. He has 34. And with about 10 games left, he is eagerly chasing that Oscar Robertson record of 41. He's got a pretty good chance, folks. It's going to come down to the wire no matter what. And the teams that he's playing are going to know that he's going for it. But try to stop Russell Westbrook. Just go ahead and try. And then James Harden has 19 this season. James Harden also not too shabby. That is the second most triple-doubles in a season over the last 40 years. Russell had four straight triple-doubles last week against San Antonio, Utah, Brooklyn, and Toronto. Now, three of those teams are playoff teams, so he's doing all right. All right, more Chuck Berry. We'll be back with sports news. Keep it tuned.
That stuff. Gonna have much fun on the bank. Eddie, I'm alive off this pipe, he let gumbo.
Just gonna let this Beyonce beat marinate here for a minute. All right, that's enough of that. So, all right, more basketball because so much sports and news and jazz and blues and so little time. The MVP race is coming down to about four people in the NBA. Russell Westbrook, who is most certainly the most spectacular player. With his 34 triple-doubles, what he does on a night-to-night basis, being able to score against the top defenders in the NBA, and not only that, but dish and rebound as well. He's outstanding. He may be valuable, but he's certainly spectacular. Kawhi Leonard, who has taken over Tim Duncan's role as the fearless leader of the Spurs, is certainly the most clutch player in the league. Time and time again, he defends the best player on the last possession and then makes the winning bucket, or makes the winning bucket and then defends the best player. So he, in crunch time, in clutch time, is who you really want on your team. You might not want LeBron because he doesn't shoot threes. You might not want Russell Westbrook because he's probably going to shoot a bad shot. You want Kawhi Leonard no matter what. The Beard, who James Harden left Oklahoma City, and he was kind of a misfit from their starting lineup, and then blossomed in Houston. That Mike D'Antoni offense is just firing on all cylinders, shooting threes from wherever, whenever. I think that if you look at him in the race, he's the most important player. He does the most for his team that no one else could be doing. He's playing the point guard position at 6'5". He's a huge human being, but he's dishing out assists. He's getting rebounds, and he's taking shots really whenever he wants, but he's so much smarter about taking shots now that he's in the point guard position that his game has really evolved. And LeBron is what I would call the most irreplaceable player in the National Basketball Association. When he's not there, they're not the same. That's just how it is. They've got Kevin Love. They've got J.R. Smith. They've got Kyle Korver. They've got Tristan Thompson. They've got Kyrie Irving. They've got everybody that isn't LeBron. But if LeBron's not there, they're not the same. And he's going to need to be out there to defend Kevin Durant when they meet inevitably, in the NBA Finals. Now, you'll notice that Steph Curry is not on this list. Steph Curry is kind of disappearing after being so great for the last 2 years and winning MVPs, winning a unanimous MVP. He is now not even the best player on his own team. Because that's Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant is hurt. So, in college basketball, Duke, oh man. So Duke lost by a hair and a freckle to South Carolina. Now, South Carolina scored 65 points on Duke in the second half. You don't really want to let a team do that to you, just a heads up. And not only did they get scored on by that many, that is the most that any team has ever scored on a Mike Krzyzewski coached Duke team ever. Gonzaga coach Mark Few is the third fastest to 500 wins, right behind Adolph Rupp, the great from Kentucky, and Jerry Tarkanian, the great from UNLV. He did it in only 612 games. So, yeah, that's crazy talk right there, is what that is. So Kansas beat Michigan by 20. Michigan State, pardon me, by 20, 70-90. Kentucky beat Wichita State. These are scores from Sunday, the big day. Kentucky skated past Wichita State in an interesting game where the refs were certainly to blame for some people. Greg Marshall's wife. 65-62, Kentucky wins. They continue on to the Sweet 16. South Carolina, as I said, beat Duke 88-81. Referees blamed in that one, but really only by Duke players. UCLA beat Cincinnati 79-67 in a coming out party for Lonzo Ball, as if his father's trash talk wasn't enough for him. 18.7 rebounds, 9 assists for the freshman. Michigan, the 73-69 upset win over number 2 Louisville. Baylor barely by the hairs on their chinny chin chin skated past USC 82-78. North Carolina beat Arkansas 72-65, and Oregon got past Rhode Island, as I said, 75-72. Needed late game heroics from Tyler Dorsey in the end of that game to secure it. All right, Blues time.
My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go.
So in high school basketball action this past weekend, the Nanilchik team are 1A boys champs, where Petersburg took home the 2A crown. Bristol Bay was the 2A champ for girls, where Scammon Bay took home the 1A title. Now in, let me go ahead and pull this up, in the 4A boys bracket, if you want to see local teams, Wasilla is the number one WPI team. They'll play Kodiak Thursday at 12:30 at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. They go on to play the winner of Bartlett and Ketchikan, the 4 and 5 teams. That other side of that bracket is tough. East Anchorage versus Juneau Douglas, the 3 versus the 6. Watched East play. They are outstanding. West Valley against Diamond, who won the CIC. That 4A boys bracket is going to be intense. Let me tell you what. All right, let me pull up the girls bracket so I can tell you when the girls play. Wasilla will play Ketchikan at 9:30 a.m. Hooray State Tournament. It's time for 8 o'clock a.m. games that matter. Don't get me started on that one. Wasilla will play Ketchikan on court number 1 at 9:30. For their chance to go towards the state championship. All right, a lot of stuff to cover, not a lot of time to do it. That's how I like to roll. So, the Freeride World Tour is the skiing and snowboarding kind of championships of the world. They take stops at great mountains all over the place all the time. In the winter, of course, not just in the summer. They were recently in Switzerland and France. They are right now in Haines, Alaska. Now, in Haines, Alaska, there was quite a bit of snow. So they're not just going to go ahead and send her just because. They're going to make sure that it's safe before they go. So the date has been postponed, which kind of, you know, grinds my gears because I was hoping to give you guys live results. Go ahead and follow them on Instagram if you are so inclined. If you like Instagram, you like skiing videos, those two things go together well. Mayweather-McGregor is happening. I repeat, Mayweather-McGregor is happening. We will discuss that so many more times between here and when that actually happens. Alaska State Fair Tour dates. Josh Turner, August 26th. Papa Roach, August 25th. Lecrae, August 31st. Third Eye Blind, September 1st. Doobie Brothers, September 2nd. So it's toss-up between Third Eye Blind and Doobie Brothers. All right, then. FSU former football star Myron Roll just accepted a neurosurgery. Just accepted a neurosurgery residency at Harvard Med. Good for him. Athletes and student athletes don't just play sports. Important news. Andrew Kirka is champion of the season title for the World Cup of Para Skiers. Got gold in the downhill, silver at the giant slalom, and bronze at the Super G at the World Championships in Italy. But for the World Cup on the season, he won the Super G and the downhill. Congratulations to Andrew Kirka, who is 25 of Palmer, and he's got his sights set on 2018 Olympics. He had a crash in Sochi, and so he was not quite ready for those Olympics after crashing in practice. But I really hope he does great things in these coming Olympics. If you have a team in the Matsu Slow Pitch Softball Association meeting tomorrow night at the Menard Center, or if you're really interested in playing some softball with some good people, you might want to go ahead and show up. That's nearing just about all I've got. World Baseball Classic is happening, people. And Japan and the United States play, I believe, tonight for a spot in the finals after Puerto Rico took their spot in the finals, because what's more important than international baseball? Yadier Molina did some amazing things where if you don't keep your eye on him at all times, he's definitely going to pick you off the bases. Javier Baez, who is known for his tags, then became known for his ability to get around tags. He's a crazy dude. All right, that is my show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you're listening tonight, thank you. If you like it so much, you may tune in tomorrow morning at 8:30. I'm out.
Oh my God! Oh! Shut it down!